Nigeria Info.
We are the nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. The numbers are out once again. I would like to say thank you for making us your preferred talk radio here in Nigeria. We love you for that. Nigeria Info Lagos, Nigeria Info Abuja, Nigeria Info Port Harcourt. We appreciate you for always tuning in, for always engaging on our platforms in Abuja, in Lagos, and in Port Harcourt. We love you, love you, love you. Thank you. Thank you. For those who are just tuning in for the very first time, you can listen to us live by downloading our mobile app. So it doesn't matter wherever you are on the face of this God bless planet Earth, just download our mobile app from your respective app stores. If you are on Android, it's Nigeria Info FM. If you are on iPhone, it's Nigeria Info FM as well. So go there to your respective app stores, download, enjoy. You can also listen to podcasts. That means recorded. This show you're listening to right now, it will be available on podcast on our website immediately we're done. So if you missed out on this conversation we're about to have right now, you can listen to it again. Plus, of course, the past episodes on the Morning Crossfire, you can check them out on podcast portal on our website, www.nigeriainfo.fm. You can also find the same podcast on our mobile app as well. It's right there for you. The best thing about this is you can actually even download these podcasts, these editions of our shows, different shows, Hard Facts, Sunnyside, What's Up Lagos, Morning Crossfire. They are there available for you for download on our website. And of course, you can also get it from our mobile app as well. Once you click the mobile app to launch, you see podcast portal there. You can click on it and download any show you want to download and spread. Now, let's get talking on the Morning Crossfire. We're streaming live right now on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook. We're also live on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3 on YouTube as well. Let's begin or restart the conversation we started at 5 a.m. And that is about whether you are prepared to pay more for electricity, you are prepared to pay more for fuel. Queues have returned. Queues have returned to our filling stations, especially here in Lagos. I'm asking a question this morning. So if you're told that, look, we're going to make fuel available in abundance, but then again, any form of subsidy, I know that they have said they remove subsidy and all, but yeah, there are still skirmishes here and there. But let's say any form of government interference, of subsidy of any kind, in any guise, is removed by the government, completely, wholly removed by the government, and this could result in price hike. Maybe you get to buy fuel for 300 naira per liter at the end of the day. Will you be open to that as long as the fuel is available? That's my question. Would you be, instead of queuing up and wasting precious man hours queuing up to get fuel, would you be open to it, buying fuel at whatever price, as long as it's made available? Now, that's on the one hand. On the other hand of our conversation today, the same question. Will you be open to paying more for electricity supply? Government said they're paying 50 billion naira monthly to subsidize your power consumption. 50 billion naira monthly. Make that 12 months. That's a whole lot of money. You know how many hospitals that can build? You know how many roads that can build? You know how many schools that can build? 50 billion naira to subsidize electricity. So I'm asking this morning, if the government said, okay, look, we're going to stop paying this 50 billion naira to make you pay less for your electricity consumption, will you be open to paying more so you can get stable power? You know, when the subsidy is removed completely, it can give room for private sector players to come in fully, conveniently, and play in that field. I explained in the morning, even some estates right now, they are off-grid. They don't use public power. They have private sector supplying them power, but they pay more. They pay more. I also said this morning earlier that elsewhere across the world, prices of utilities are not cheap. People pay premium for you. If you want to have the best service in terms of utilities, you have to be ready to pay more. Now, what is the advantage? It'll be stable, it'll be dependable, it'll promote, there will be economic development because people will have access to whatever they want access to, especially power, and they can run their businesses. On the long run, it translates to job opportunities, employment opportunities, businesses will grow. Is this something you're willing to consider? Would you be open to paying more for electricity if it's guaranteed that it's going to be available? Will you be open to paying more for petrol, PMS, if it's guaranteed that you will be getting it as and when due? 0700-993-993-993. That is 0700-993-993-993. You've got 60 seconds to talk with me this morning. 60 seconds to talk with me this morning. For the ladies line, of course, you know the ladies line. 01, it starts with 01. Put it down now. Just save it on your phone. I'll call it very slowly for those who don't know. We have a female line now, dedicated female line that no man shall call. No bad belle shall call that line. It's strictly for the females. 01-465-7190. Just save it, Nigeria Info Female Line. Eh? Bagam on your phone. Let's start with Femi. He's here. Femi, hi. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff.
How are you doing?
I'm very well. Yes. This whole idea, to me, it's just the Nigerian way. It's a scam. Let me point out my views.
Yes, please.
The idea is wherever they want light to be. Let me see what as what they do in my area that I know of. For example,
right.
When it's getting to the time when bills are supposed to be paid, they kind of want to give you guys light so you'll be encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you're gonna be paying more for light or whatsoever,
right.
They will still use the same idea to let you, okay, these people are paying more, they will want to give you a little more.
Mm.
But in sincerity,
okay,
do they have more capacity than what they have presently?
Mm.
Do they have more transform or better transformers? Do they have things that will make life better in Nigeria as a whole? Let us even assume the whole of Nigeria agrees now that, yes, all of us, we want to pay more.
Okay.
Does NEPA have the capacity?
So let's go to I answered this question earlier. We don't have the capacity. But what I said was that, but we have private sector players that can come in once they are guaranteed that they will be able to recoup their investment. Even right now, the power that we're generating, we are not evacuating it to full capacity.
That's what
because the discos can't afford to pay for those power. They can't afford to pay for it.
So if we're saying that, like, okay, if everybody starts paying now, right now, as we are saying immediately, are they going to bring everything right now and fix everything right now?
Mm-mm.
We know that's not possible.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. It's not.
Then let me go to Fio.
No, it's 60 seconds, Femi. Mrs. Asika is here. Mrs. Asika, hi. Good morning to you.
Yes, good morning, Sherry.
Morning to you.
Okay, my comment is on, I think it's Mr. the newspaper review.
Oh, okay.
Where this comparison was made between the Niger Delta militants and the Fulani herdsmen.
Right.
With due respect to the gentleman, I totally disagree.
Okay.
There's no comparison. I was living in Port Harcourt. I'm not from that area. I was living in Port Harcourt around that time.
Okay.
Working there anyway.
Mm.
The militants, what they were agitating for is far different from what these Fulani herdsmen have been doing. So there's no comparison to start making an analogy saying that we did it for the militants, so we should do it for them. So that's my contribution.
All right, Mrs. Asika. Thank you. Thank you for sharing your thought. Now, back to the topic. Good morning to you. Hello.
Hello, good morning, Sherry.
Good morning to you.
Okay, my name is Ifoma.
Good to have you. Are you ready to pay more?
No, what I'm asking here,
this
paying more,
yeah.
Are we sure the power will be stable?
Oh, wow.
Because I don't understand.
Okay.
Are we sure the light will be stable, the power will be stable? Because I know Nigerian thing now, pay more before you know it, at the end of the day, everything will just be...
You don't get it.
You understand?
Yeah. But if you're promised that it's going to be stable, will you be ready to pay more?
Yeah. If it's going to be stable, we'll pay more. We'll pay more. Even overseas.
Yeah.
I know their power is stable and
right.
they pay more and they're enjoying it.
Mm.
If you are sure it will be stable, we are ready to pay more. And secondly, they told us they removed
subsidy. Right.
We don't even know what is happening.
Mm.
The subsidy, was it removed or they were just lying to us? Because every time they kept telling us that the subsidy had been removed,
Right.
I don't even understand what is happening.
Mm. We'll get to the bottom of it. Fama, thank you so much for calling me. Ademola has been on the line for some time now. Ademola, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Morning to you. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Let's talk.
I'm willing to pay more for power, for electricity especially.
Okay.
But what I can tell you is that whatever amount of subsidy the government sees or tells us they are paying, they're only paying for the inefficiency of the system. So the best of my knowledge, we have over 10,000 megawatts of installed capacity. Less than 5,000 get to the household.
Very
true. The transition system, distribution companies, they are all fleecing us. So they should do the first thing, install meters for everybody first.
Right.
Then increase the tariff. Everybody will be paying for what they consume. That's the best I can say.
All right. Ademola, thank you. Bless you too. Thank you for calling me. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Kama. Kama. For Naija. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning to you.
Abigail from Facebook.
Abigail, welcome.
Yeah, I'm ready to pay more.
Oh, okay. You will pay more?
Yes.
You will pay more?
If it's stable.
Ah, okay.
Yes, I'm ready to pay more.
That's
my comment.
All right then, Abigail. Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. Adegoke is here from Lekki. Hi, Adegoke. Good morning to you.
Morning, sir.
Morning to you.
My question now is, where is the place of the poor ones who can't pay more? Who can afford to pay more? So what is the government doing about that? Talk about fuel subsidy, which is not being subsidized. So how do you subsidize power for the poor?
Right. So you are saying that subsidies should still remain
in power when you come, both of them, both in power and in petroleum.
So we can't pay more.
Some people can pay more, like I'm advocating for the poor ones now who can't, like for me, I use solar inverter in my house, so I have lights almost 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
What about those who can't afford it? Yet, and now look at even my area here, the transformer they just brought, they claim to be a new one with tier nylon.
Yeah.
They put it there within 2 days.
Do you know that, because of time, I think, because of 60 seconds, do you know that even in the advanced world, those that we claim are successful, sometimes they can't pay their bills and light will go off?
Of course. Yes.
Do you understand? Should we say that because of that, their government should subsidize light for them as well?
Well, basically, the environment is even more conducive in the sense that at least everything is provided.
It can be more conducive that you can't pay your bills, though. If you can't pay your bills, you don't enjoy the benefit.
Even credit there, even the credit now, you can buy a car and even pay for years.
Yeah, it's happening here too, actually.
So how many people now?
It's happening. If you can afford it, it's happening here. Okay, thank you. Christine is in Lekki. Christine, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
My suggestion is that they should give everybody meter.
Okay.
In this country, before they start taking off
subsidy.
The subsidy.
Right.
If they can do that, we can pay any amount.
Mm.
Because what I understood is that whenever they want to do anything, they will say, okay, they're going to increase it. Later they won't do it. So please, let them give everybody meter, then they can take off the subsidy.
Right.
So you consume what you use.
Yeah, you pay for what you consume.
Exactly.
Christine. Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Madam.
The thing is my sister. She has not been contributing. Thank God, though. Women! And I'm happy hearing your voice because we are the ones that take the brunt when it comes to domestic things and economy. I would not want to pay more.
Okay.
My dear Sheriff.
Why?
I live in a 3-bedroom apartment.
Okay.
And I've been given over 20,000.
In a month?
In a month.
That's very cheap.
In fact, that's why I'm telling you that it's cheap, but we are not ready to pay more.
Okay.
Because that's less, if you don't even see it constantly.
So if you're to be seeing it constantly, like you're
if
sure...
If you're to be seeing it constantly, I can pay that 20.
No, you pay more. That's what I'm saying. You have to pay more than that 20.
But that one is enough. It's enough for me. But 20, what am I using here? Am I baking bread or using one of the bedrooms to do factory or something? Why is it that Nigerian government, they like to, stress on us? And there's no money. We don't want to pay. Even the people using prepared meter, I hear the thing, they run,
That one is manually. That one is based on personal consumption, Madam Ify. Thank you for calling me. Martins is here, though. Martins, hi. Good morning to you.
Okay, good morning. I'm good. I'm fine. You see, this whole thing about this government tariff increment is just a scam. I know how much. Okay, I'm living in a 2-bedroom flat.
Okay.
They're giving me almost 20,000 per month.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what I'm consuming. Then I've left so many complaints. And I got tired. So this issue of if you give me less, I will pay. But the point is, see the scam, the way it's coming.
Oh, yeah.
They will tell you. If you guarantee this, you pay this amount, we guarantee you it will be stable, it will be this.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it will still go
Who is giving you guarantee that your light will be stable?
Okay, let's even take fuel, for instance. Before the last increment, it was, if you pay this amount, we guarantee you stable fuel supply and all that.
Yeah.
Now I'm hearing there's queues everywhere.
Yeah.
And I say if you can pay up to 200 or 300, we guarantee you fuel.
What if that can be made happen? What if the government can say you pay 300 naira, but you will never in your lifetime and lifetime of generations coming after you experience fuel queues again. You pay so amount for power, let's say times 3 of what you are paying now, and lights will not go off again because private players will now come into that space. Are you ready to pay more if those were given to you?
I am ready to pay, but the point is this. These guys are not sincere. You made the first promise, you failed. You made the second promise, you failed. If you don't think I'll believe you with the third or fourth promise, it's like a pattern.
All right. Thank you, Martins. Let's speak with Susan. After Susan, we'll go and take some thoughts online. Susan, hi. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you. Sheriff, really nice meeting you this morning.
It's a pleasure to hear from you as well.
Yeah. My contribution is, and if they want to do such a thing,
right,
I suggest they have a master plan.
Okay.
Like facing up.
Susan, hi. Are you there? I can see you. You're still here. Susan, hi. Hi, Susan. Hi. Hi, Susan. We can't hear you anymore. I can see you're still here on my screen. Oh, shoot. We lost Suzanne's call. What do we do? Let's go take some messages online. Then we'll be back to take more calls, okay? Israel Prosper on Facebook says, honestly, I'm frustrated with this country. It's appalling. Austin Hiarihian says, are you the same person? Because I'm seeing the same message here. Okay, all right. I'm going to skip that. Kennedy Ogudo says, I'm already paying over 50 naira per kilowatt. Those saying pay more haven't really experienced the new tariff pressure. That's Kennedy Ogudo on Facebook. I'm going over now to go to Twitter. Let's go take some comments off of Twitter. If you're tweeting me this morning, the hashtag is very, very important to your tweet. If you want me to take your tweets, because I'm clicking on the hashtag to get all the tweets that are coming into this show. The hashtag is hashtag Nigeria Info MCF. MCF stands for Morning Crossfire. Grace Aladejo on Twitter says, pay more. Haven't we started paying more already as it is? Aha, Mr. Sheriff. And come to think of it, what gives us the assurance that they will use the subsidy money for roads or hospitals? I beg, let's stop deceiving ourselves. Grace Aladejo is quite not happy with that idea at all. Olugbenga Ogutulu says, he's in Oniru here. He said, my questions are, who is the government paying 50 billion Why is it that we buy the meat as opposed that it's supposed to be free? And let me shock Sheriff. I paid 8,500 last month in my area. Almost anything that gets spoiled will pay to repair. Olungenga Oguntulu sent that in this morning on Twitter. Now, let's take this one from Chartered Analyst. Chartered Analyst said, successful Nigerian governments have not demonstrated capacity to keep to their words. They have never been transparent. It's not likely we would see specific savings on their applications in capex from the capital expenditure from discontinued subsidies on electricity. So he's saying that we can't trust them if we ask them to keep the 50 billion that we'll pay for electricity that we're consuming. That's the Chartered Analyst speaking there. We need to prepare for a quick break right now, but we'll be back to take more of your thought here on the nation's number one talk station, Nigeria Info. Okay, I've been told that I have a couple of minutes left to take some thought off WhatsApp. So let's take some WhatsApp messages. If you should make power stable first for like 3 months, then we believe them. I will pay times three. Okay. He says, Sheriff, it's simply annoying. How much are you being paid for what's this? What did you put here? Okay, I'm not being paid any. I'm being paid to work. I'm being paid to work. Michael says, please, if you are trying to increase the power supply, they should also think of increasing minimum wage. Okay, Michael is putting across his own thought on this conversation. Let's take another one. About a minute or so. He says, can we please use the 50 billion naira monthly to provide prepaid meters? I already paid 35,000 naira monthly out of a salary of 120k. How much more do you want me to eat? Do people in abroad use more than 30% of income just on power? Harry from Yaba sent that in. Let's take another one. Here we go with this one here. Sam from Ikpori says, Sheriff, how many times did I call you, my dear brother? If they don't keep paying the 50 billion naira monthly subsidy, some animal will swallow it all. But for corruption, I would have been glad to pay more for the funds to be diverted to social services and not their pockets. These people, I can't say what you wrote here. Okay, Shegun is here also on WhatsApp. Shegun says, we can't pay more. The minimum wage in Nigeria is 18,000 naira, but the average electricity bill is 45,000 naira. How do you correlate that? Shegun, thank you for your thought. So we take one more before we head out to a break this morning. David says, paying more in Nigeria does not result to results because there is hardly accountability. I used to pay 5,000 naira in my place. Now I pay 11,000 naira monthly, which is very stressful, but I have two. We're already paying double. They should show us how money so far had been spent in power sector. Let's get a break. We're back with more of your thoughts and reaction in a moment. Stay here on Nigeria Info. I'm Sheriff Quadri.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
The nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. 8:36 is the time from our studios this morning. At 8:55, we'll be opening up an opportunity for someone to win 10,000 naira at 8:55 later this morning. If you'd like to enjoy that benefit, then you need to stay tuned and listen to the show very keenly. Questions to be asked. You need to answer as many questions as possible in 60 seconds. That's why it's called Just a Minute. Okay, that's coming up at 8:55, sponsored by Creditville. So we have a bit of breaking news this morning. We're hearing that some students and staff of a particular school in Niger State have been kidnapped. They were kidnapped early this morning. That reminds us of the recurring attack on schools. We don't know the figures of the number of abductees yet. We don't know the numbers of students. We don't know the numbers of staff that have been kidnapped yet, but that's what we're hearing right now, that students and teachers at a government science secondary school, Kagara, in Rafi local government area of Niger State have been kidnapped this morning by unknown gunmen. We'll bring you details of that incident much later on Nigeria Info. You can trust us with that.
8:37, going on 38 in 3 seconds right now from our studios. Let's get back to the conversation we're having here on Nigeria Info.
We keep you informed all day long with the best radio programming. From the Morning Crossfire with Sheriff to What's Up Lagos with Collins, Tekka. And at noon, it's the Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk hard facts with Sandra Ezekwesili.
I will present a story the way that it was presented.
Femi and the gang bring the game on with day-by-day accounts of magnificent moments in the world of football. And we also keep it live and dangerous with Daddy Freeze. And finally, the Chat Station. All for your listening pleasure. Your number one station for talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Hello, good morning to you. Oh, we lost that call. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Sheriff.
Ma?
My name is Maria.
Ah, okay, welcome.
So I've been listening to this program since early this morning. And I feel you are actually supposed to be, you're supposed to be, you know, moderating the program, but I can see where you're tilting towards.
Oh. Okay.
I am not ready to pay more.
Okay.
They removed subsidy on fuel.
Yeah.
Now they want to remove subsidy on electricity. What is the government?
So they are not saying that they want to remove subsidy.
They say they pay subsidy.
Yes, they are saying they pay 50 billion monthly. No, they are not saying that they want to stop. I am asking, would you rather they stop so that you can have stable power? That's the question I'm asking.
No, let them not stop.
Okay.
Let it be our own dividend of a democracy.
Okay.
Let it be what they are giving back to us. Mm. They are sharing money every time. And the common man is suffering.
Okay.
What are they giving back to us? That is what I'm asking.
Okay.
Let it be that little thing they give back to us to make life easier for the common man. They keep tightening the news. They are not even feeling the pulse of the people that they are governing. People are suffering.
Mm.
Drive along the road and look at the faces of people standing at the bus stops.
Mm.
It's affecting everybody's stress level. Just make a little mistake and match somebody and you will see how the person will react. The agitation is too high.
I can imagine.
They should stop. Mm. They should just stop.
I can imagine.
That is my take. Thank you.
Thank you too for calling me. Please call again. Oladipo is here. Oladipo, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning to you.
This is Pastor Oladipo.
Welcome.
From Orilegum.
Let's talk.
You see, the common people of this nation, let me not use the word common.
Yeah.
The citizens of this country have been paying heavy price just to sustain the wasteful lifestyle of our political leaders.
Mm.
Now, they're talking about removing subsidy from this power holding of electricity. Even with the subsidy, are we not paying through our nose?
Mm.
They will tell you prepaid meter is free, but go and see what it takes to get prepaid meter.
Okay.
Now, you know the way the system is in Nigeria, any high cost, either in electricity tariff or petroleum, is going to affect every other sector.
Mm.
So why are they trying to increase the frustration that is already there? By now, the government should be thinking of what they would do to ease the burden of the people.
Okay.
Thank you and God bless
you. You too, Oladipo. Thank you for calling me. I appreciate it. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Can you turn off your radio, please?
Let me move away from there.
Thank you.
Hello.
Yes, please. We can hear you now.
Good morning. I'm Madam Eji.
Welcome, Madam Eji. Welcome.
I don't think what they are saying is true.
Okay.
Anything they are saying, I don't believe in it.
Okay.
The meter they say they should distribute to people, they refuse to distribute them.
Mm.
People who want to get it, they have to pay high amount of money.
Mm.
And they say they want to increase what I don't believe in them.
So you don't want to pay more. Let's leave it this way.
I don't want to pay more. I would have loved to pay more if we get those things.
Okay.
We get it.
Okay.
They will not bring anything for us. Mm. They're just making out.
Okay.
What's the meter? The meter they say they will bring. Did they bring it?
Mm.
I beg you.
Mr. AG, thank you for calling me. An anonymous caller is here from Ikoyi. Hi, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, callers, there was a woman who called much earlier.
Okay.
She spoke very well.
Okay.
And what I would say is this. The reason why we have a government is so that life can be good for the people.
Right.
And when the people, life is not good for the people. Look, this is COVID era.
Mm-hmm.
People have lost their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Many things. Families are suffering.
Mm.
I know how many families I am helping presently.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk too much, but this thing is getting too much.
Mm.
You know, the president said one time that fuel cannot be cheaper in Saudi Arabia than Nigeria. Fuel in Saudi Arabia is $3.50. So it means they are planning to go, you know, the way
If it's going to make it available all around the year, like everywhere, so, all the time.
Calling, that is what they tell us all the time.
Okay.
You are tired of the lies.
Mm-hmm.
You are tired of the lies.
Okay.
You want to increase tariff for electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Make prepaid meter available.
Okay.
In the UK, prepaid meter is everywhere. And light is constant for everyone. The only reason why you don't have a light in your house in the UK is because maybe you can't pay your bills.
You can't pay your bills, yeah.
Yes, but don't stress the people. People are suffering, and these same people voted for you. Mm. And when it's time for election, you will bring politics, you will bring nonsense to them to buy their votes.
Mm.
It's sad. I do not agree with the increase.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, anonymous caller. Thank you for calling me. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Oh, no. You need to turn off your radio, please. I know you can hear me now. Just turn it off before I bring you back on.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Okay. I don't want to pay more.
Who am I speaking with first? Who am I speaking with?
Thank you. I don't want to pay more.
Why don't you want to pay more? Okay.
Number one, let's talk about the fuel.
Okay.
Our fuel is dollar denominated.
Mm-hmm.
As long as we are importing, it's dollar denominated. And as long as the naira is not strong, the dollar will continue to...
Very true.
The exchange rate will continue to go up.
That's a fact.
So they will still come back tomorrow and we need to pay more.
Oh.
So we are not ready to pay more.
Okay.
The government is not sincere. Even if we pay more, what are they going to do with the subsidy that they save?
Yeah.
So we are not ready to pay more. The same thing with the light.
Okay. Okay.
The same thing with the light.
Okay.
The government has not been able to repair our refinery, and they have gone to build a refinery in Niger State, Nigerian Republic.
Mm.
Our government is not sincere.
Mm.
It's time for Nigerians to realize that we have been taken for a ride. Whether it's NEPA, whether it's fuel, Nigerians have been taken for a ride.
Mm.
We are not ready to pay more.
Okay.
Sheriff, we are not ready at all.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing your thought. I would have loved to get to meet you, though. But thank you. Good morning to you.
Ah, Oga Sheriff. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, ma.
Yeah,
Malaika. Well, Grandma, welcome. Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for this line. You.
Yes, ma.
God bless you.
You too, ma.
Abundantly.
You too.
Let me tell you, it is Lori Iro. This is super Lori Iro.
Why, Grandma? They said that it will give you stable... I mean, if they have to remove that subsidy, maybe you have stable power. I mean, look at some estates. They're paying more and they have stable power.
And that's some estate because it's being regulated individually.
Yeah.
I know a particular estate. Many years ago it's like one oil company, Lonely Estate.
Okay.
They now change the name.
Uh-huh.
Before the second roundabout at Lekki on your right.
Okay.
See, the constant lights, they have their personal, and they don't allow generator in that estate.
But you see that, Grandma, you see that they are paying more, Abi?
They are paying more, but they have the light.
Okay.
This one, federal government, they lay APC. It's Lori Iro. they will not do it. They want to collect our money again and maintain their lifestyle, like one caller said.
Okay.
It's a lie.
So you're not going to do it. Grandma, you are not open to it at all. I mean, let's not pay more. Let's continue to pay the subsidy like that.
No, yes, it's just subsidy, Lori. Electricity.
In Kotosan, yeah, that's what they said. They said they are paying subsidy, 50 billion naira.
Money, oh,
50 billion.
Our money to buy the electricity from NEPA. They are now saying subsidy. These people are not trustworthy.
Oh.
They are doing registration, revalidation. It's a lie. They won't give us. If they will have done it, I need yet. But they will not do it.
Grandma.
Where is the meter?
Ever for any opportunity, let's just give them chance to even convince us that this time around they want to do it.
We've been giving them now, that's the 2015.
You know what
Sheriff, I believe one, you running go. They now went to carry train to, what is that name in Niger Republic?
Marada.
Kilo ko wa pelu Niger Republic pelu train. Then they now put a refinery there. Our own refinery here, yeah. They didn't repair it. They didn't give us new one. They said they will give us new one.
Grandma, you are on hold. Thank you, Grandma. Frank, hi.
Yeah, good morning.
Thank you for holding on. Thank you. Thank you.
No problem. The issue is very clear.
Right.
You journalists have to help us. You see, how can people be buried in figure? 50 billion. Yes, village flood, something, 3,000 houses. Hey, are they there? One of Katuku was there. He broke this thing down and then gave the allowance for 145 naira per liter. But these people now are increasing without no figure, no breakdown, no nothing. And then you leave them. Call them to come to radio.
Frank, go on.
Call them to come to radio and speak to us.
Okay.
And then people will ask them questions. To parade themselves with a figure without doing anything.
Oh, okay.
And then people are not seeing what they are doing. No policy, no nothing to show for anything.
Oh, Frank, we lost your call. Let's look at Grace. Grace is in transit. Hi, Grace. Good morning to you.
Hello, Sharif. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Okay. I've been smiling, but let me just go straight to the point.
All right.
I work in the power sector.
Okay.
And I've discovered something.
Okay.
I worked in the distribution before I worked in the transmission.
Okay.
Whenever power is evacuated, distribution cannot pick it.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to work on our distribution.
Mm-hmm.
Two, when I was a marketer, a lot of people that you see with meter, with prepared meter, those things are just hanging. They've bypassed
it. They've bypassed it. I know.
Uh-huh. So what they are paying for is quarter of what they are consuming.
Uh-huh.
It's quarter.
So we're not even paying enough. That's what you're saying, Grace. That's what you're saying.
We're not even paying. People in the rural area, they don't even pay. In fact, they will tell you they don't need it.
Uh-huh. You see?
Take it off.
You see?
I have gone to a place that they are owing for 5 years. And as a woman, I had to run because the man came out with matches to kill me. We still have a long way to go in this country. I know the leaders are not doing what is right. We too, we are not doing what is right.
Uh-huh.
It's our minds to do what is right. We have power.
Okay.
There's enough power in transmission that can take us at least for 18 hours. But we need more things. The distribution needs to come up.
Yeah.
And then the people that we are servicing to, they need to pay. Thank you.
Thank you too, Grace. Grace works in the power sector and it just gave us an insider's view of what is going on. Solomon is joining us right now. Hi, Solomon. Good morning to you.
Yeah, Sharif.
Good morning.
I really appreciate you for picking this call.
Oh, it's okay.
You know, since 5 a.m., I've been trying to make comments.
Sorry. Bele.
Sharif, talk is very cheap.
I know.
Very, very cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I'm one of those people who are saying, even before this government bring the light, we will pay. We are going to pay. Sharif, when they bring the light last year, when they brought my bill to me, I'll shout.
Why did you shout?
The money. Look, someone has said it electricity, anything, electricity, water, whatever, is so expensive. Do you know what happened to me? Within 4-5 months, I am using 3-bedroom flat.
Okay.
I've paid nothing less than 100,000. Now, I'm not the only one in the compound. When they brought the bill, we share it. What I've paid close to 5 months now is 100,000. Now, do you know what happened to me?
What happened?
Last week, they brought a prepaid meter.
Okay.
When they brought that prepaid meter, do you know what I learned from last week?
Okay.
I learned how to manage electricity.
Chicken.
Because I know what to think. If I tell you in my own personal room, I know how light since last week, na television, I think, still. I'm telling you.
Why?
Look, Nigeria,
is it that bad?
We love talk. Talk is cheap. Look, yeah. Electricity, I always put this particular argument. Those of you who are using that, I pass my neighbor.
Right.
Let's assume that you are buying fuel 1,000 naira in a day, and you are going to use it for 5 hours in a day. Calculate it in 1 month. That is 30,000 naira. If they tell you to pay 30,000 in a month, you say, "Oh, I cannot pay." And this is your generator that you are using every day.
You are paying more.
You are paying more.
You are servicing
for five hours. So this electricity is even more than 5 hours.
And it's not constant. Solomon, thank you for calling me. Let me go to YouTube. We have some comments on YouTube as well. Okay, Nzulike says, Onuzulike rather, says, I will pay more if in actual sense service providers are ready to supply electricity. Hence, there is need to meter every household. From Okay in Ojo. Okay, thank you. Wusu Matthew says, Sheriff, I'm not ready to pay more, please. Tokpe Arojolu says, I'm already paying more from 21 naira per kilowatt to 51 naira per kilowatt. Kende Olubukola Agbebi says, we are paying too much for power, especially those without prepaid meters. Lagos, Nigeria, we must go right now. Many thanks to our sponsors, Credit View. I'm Sheriff Quadri. I'm on Twitter at Sheriff Quadri. I'm on Instagram at Sheriff Quadri. I'm also on LinkedIn at Sheriff Quadri. I'll see you tomorrow at 5. Jimmy Lisu is next on Daily Digest, the Ebomi edition. Good morning to you.
Do you need to meet up your goals for the year? Then here's the good news. Goals are easily achieved by choosing Creditville as a reliable credit assistance.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.